Good morning again. Welcome to Grace Bible Church. This is the portion of our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table together. And as we prepare to do so, would you please turn in your Bibles to Colossians 1? If you have your Bible, please turn to Colossians 1. This is the time in our service where we partake in the Lord's table together. And as we prepare to do so, I'd like you to consider the following. A difficult child. A challenging marriage. A divisive family member. An unruly neighbor. Your job. A deadline. School. An essay, finals, finances, your transportation, your lack of transportation, your investments, your savings account, your lack of a savings account, a sickness of a loved one, maybe your sickness, your pain, your season of life, your singleness, your childlessness. Whatever your trial may be, all of these are opportunities to lose sight of Jesus. All of these are opportunities to lose hope, to lose perspective, to not trust, to sin, to find your soul downcast, to be discouraged by, to be discontent in. And yet, for the follower of Jesus, there is one abiding, unchanging, eternal, enduring, never failing truth that takes any challenge and it takes any trial in any temptation to lose hope, to lose sight of what matters, and it slams it right back into perspective. What is this truth? Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22 summarize it well. Read with me. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he, that is Jesus, has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. If you are a believer in Christ, you at one time were alienated from God. You were hostile in mind. You were engaged in evil deeds. That's all you could do. That was your nature. And because of your sin, because of my sin, we were separated from God, alienated from him. Whether we knew it or not, that was our reality. Yet, believer, here it is. He, Jesus, has reconciled you to himself in his fleshly body through death. And while you were once separated from God, deserving eternal wrath and eternal punishment because of your sins, you no longer have that to look forward to. Before God, you are seen as holy and blameless and above beyond reproach. There is no greater love that could ever be shown to you, that could ever be shown to me, than what we have received in the love of God through his Son. There is no greater news that could ever be heard than this news. And whatever your trial may be, whatever discouragement you find yourself working through, you place this reality of what God has done in his son next to that trial, and it is like setting Mount Everest next to a pebble. Whatever temporal challenge you are going through today, there is hope for the one that believes in Jesus because you have been reconciled to God. And whatever this day or week or month or year or lifetime holds, it pales in comparison to what Christ has purchased in his death and his resurrection for you. Eternity with God reconciled. We have the opportunity right now to remember Jesus, to proclaim his death, and to anticipate his return. And listen, Jesus' blood, believer, was shed on your behalf. Jesus' body was broken so that yours would not have to be. Jesus endured the wrath of God that your sin deserved. And now because of him, you are viewed by God as holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. There is nothing that you have done this last week or this last month that Jesus' work on the cross cannot satisfy and pay in full. Now, because of him, regardless of yourself, because he has granted you faith, believer, you are viewed by God as holy and blameless and beyond reproach. What a gift. What a gift. So, believer, take this time and consider these truths. Consider Jesus. And if there is known sin in your life, take this time and repent. Turn from it. Why in the world would you not if this describes you? Remember your Savior and take the bread and take the juice. If you have not turned to Jesus, if you are not one who has been reconciled to God, if you are still alienated from God, if you are still dead in your sins, if you are still only participating in evil deeds as one who does not follow Jesus, if you are hostile in mind, then I would plead with you now, repent. Repent, turn to Jesus, turn from your sins and experience reconciliation to God that is offered in his Son. Don't wait any longer. If you have been considering Christ, consider no more and cling to him. Let today be the day of your salvation. Let today be the day of your reconciliation to God. I plead with you. But if you won't, if you will stiffen your neck yet again to God, then I would ask you to let the bread and let the juice pass by, as this is a time for believers to remember what our glorious, wonderful, beautiful, loving Savior has done. The men are going to come and they're going to hand out a piece of bread and juice. And believer, take those. And when your heart is prepared, take them on your own.